The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment of Old School on right now, 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Thank you guys for all of your participation today on the Honda of Lincoln Hotline, the Sartor Hayman text line, 402-464-5685. You guys have been fantastic. DP, Jay Foreman, doing a fantastic job.
For one-on-one, I'm going to take your Mount Rushmore. You only get four, and the best one receives some goodies.
Ooh.
The best one. I need the best one. The one that knocks me on my sock.
Mount Rushmore of announcers.
Just knocks my socks right off.
Broadcasters.
The Mount Rushmore of broadcasters. So I want yours. You can tell me what it is. Just you, it's your soup. You make it, but I'm gonna judge. Me and Rico are gonna judge it, and you can tell us
it's good soup.
Yep. Come up with a good one. Be creative. I'm just gonna say, Jay, we were talking about it. So we were just watching some Walt Clyde Frazier. We're looking at some Walt Clyde Frazier pictures and whatnot. The most stylish of athletes. Who else would you put in that category of dudes who? You played with who just
it's stylish. Yeah. You know, like when we played, you know, it was just about being classy. So we didn't have any of that. We were all kind of, you know, we wanted our suit to be tight. No, you know, granted, we went from the baggy suit to kind of more business. I still have a couple of them that still, you know, have withstand the test of time. But I do, I'm gonna tell you, the guys that are usually outlandish is the guys that get, you know, the first like. Money or whatever rookie contract, and then the rookies come in. I'll never forget Travis Henry came on, and he had – it wasn't a chinchilla, but it was something. It was like wolf hair or something. And, you know, if you don't have something that's tight that come on there, you're going to get clowned. The coaches are going to clown you. Bus driver will clown you. Flight attendants will clown you. So he got clowned. There was a guy that we used to call Wolf. His name was Eric Brown, who was a hitter from Mississippi State. Now he had a chinchilla, and he would rock it. Now Eric was the guy that probably had the most swag, because he was a little bit ahead of time. That where if he had say like a black suit, he'd wear some white Air Force Ones or shoes, you know, tennis shoes, and he's like, this is classy. And then he, you know, X, Y, and Z. But I did have a coach by the name of Jerry Gray. Wasn't too stylish. But he wore a suit to the game and another one away from the game. But the thing about Jerry and Travis Henry that they had in common, they both talked in the third person.
That checks out.
Yeah.
That checks out.
Yeah.
I
just wanted to make sure my stuff matched and I didn't look like it. Because I hated wearing – because, I mean, look, you're getting ready for a game, and sometimes after a game, you're all beat up, and then you got to worry about tying your tie. So I was kind of real, like, basic, you know.
Well, I figured that out, that I didn't want to have to tie the tie after the game. But so then I would leave the collar open.
Yeah.
That's the old school. I could think of three pictures of your dad in three-piece suits.
No, they take
the big,
it.
With the big white collars.
Yeah, they took it serious back then when they would go out. But, you know, it was a different time.
What was Nebraska's walk into a building, walk into Memorial wear? What did you
– Oh, we had the – what was it, APAC? Apex, you know, tracksuit or whatever. You only got one. You know, back then if you weren't like a
you see the look on his face, Rico, when he said it, like it hit him hard. Like they only gave us
right. Like if you weren't
like he didn't think about it. He was like, wait a minute.
If you were an established player, you only get one pair of socks And you know, the socks that we used to pull our socks up, so by the end of the season, being washed, they all loose up here. Yeah. So then cats had to get smart and tape it right here.
Yeah.
Well, then you had some guys that talk about that made them cramp. It didn't. You was just out of shape. But as you became a better player, you know, you can get some extra socks and, you know, have a little bit of leeway. But when you was afraid, at times was hard, man. I was like, for Christmas, I remember I had my uncle get me a pair of Newmans.
Yeah.
Newman gloves.
Yeah.
No, because they were like, nah, man.
Different now.
When you're a redshirt trying to get, I mean, oh, you got a hole in your glove? Oh, that's too bad. Tape it up.
Figure it out.
It was deep. Like I said, when I as a player, you know, when I got to college, we got two T-shirts. You got a sweatsuit. So you got a sweatsuit that you were supposed to work out in the winter. Mm-hmm. So when we went through our winter drills, you got a sweatsuit, and then you get a warm-up suit for travel. So whenever we went on a bus. When we got off the bus, we had to have our sweatsuit on. We didn't, but they also told us what tennis shoes we could wear. Converse was our sponsor for spikes. You got a home pair and away pair, and then you got two hats.
Yeah.
And that was it. Pretty much it.
Matter of fact, in that poster in there, I don't have Adidas on.
I have Champions. Those Champions?
No, those are Nike. Those Nikes I bought back in Minneapolis at, like, I guess, you know, where they had the – end of year sale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Found those jet black low tops. I got a spat to play on that hard turf, because that turf out there was essentially concrete. So I wanted to make sure they were light too. They were running shoes.
Man. Y'all got more than I got.
I love it. Yeah. You were track. You were supposed to get a ton.
You don't need nothing, man.
I got nothing.
You need some cleats and a uniform.
You know, we got our uniforms.
Yeah.
We got a jacket.
Yeah.
And a t-shirt. That was it. We didn't get running shoes. We got 30% off running shoes and 30% off spikes.
I'm telling you. And then when I went to Texas and Virginia, we did pretty good. We had a pretty good period, but it was champion. Even in like 2010, it was still champion, 2014. Mm. And then I went to Texas and everything was dry fit, Under Armour, and $1,000 was the budget for each coach. Hmm. Different. Very different, but that's what they're doing now everywhere. So you know,
yeah, these guys are coming up like the mob, man. 8 jerseys,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you coming on recruiting trips, getting jerseys, right?
Bro, we're gonna do the thing. That's it for Old School. 1-on-1 coming up. Got a project for you guys on social media. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.